Hello.
I'm here. I'm just waiting for 6:30. It just turned. Thank you so much. God bless you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to another
Morning.
edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle, where brothers of like mind and like spirits come together each day as we humble ourselves and intercede and pray on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. What a joy it is to welcome you on this new month, July the 3rd, as we come together and ask God to forgive us of our sins and to push us forward so that we might do His will. It's so good to have each of you on the phone this morning. Our numbers have been impressive. As long as we're in the 90s, we're doing well. We've not been able to hit the triple digit for the last several days. And hopefully this week, even with summer, we'll be able to resume our status, our upward status, and our upward numbers. We have not been in a triple digit since last week, but we know that God is able and will push us forward with our perseverance if we reach out to yet other brothers and invite them to be a part of this wonderful prayer effort. Thank God for each of you. Happy to announce, and this is particularly aimed at Bishop Staccato Powell and to Grand Bosphorus Tony Knox, that today, Kappa Alpha Psi will begin their international prayer call effort. In conversations with their Grand Pole Mark a few months ago, he learned of what we were doing, and I had a chance to talk to him recently as he spent time in Miami. And then I get a phone call that they're going to start a prayer call. So starting today, July the 3rd of this year, Kappa Alpha Psi will be following our lead and having an international prayer call. I tried to get them to give me their number so I can call in, and they wouldn't do that. But we know that they're going to be successful in what they do as we get all the Greeks to join us. And the more they learn about what we've done, we've taken the lead, as Grand Bosphorus Knox has said, we take the lead, and others are following our lead and doing what we have been doing. And when we do it for the Lord, there are benefits that derive from that. So thank you for what you have done to put us on the map as being perhaps the first member of Divine Nine to have an international prayer call that we meet daily to talk to the Lord. God bless each of you for what you are doing. And the next time you see a Kappa, remind him or them of what we're doing and have them join their own prayer call that will ensue today. Thank you so much. It's always a delight to have our grand officers on the phone, both current and past, and our district leaders, our district representatives, and all those that assist in that work. And we thank God for each of you for joining us today. It's always delightful to have our Grand Bosphorus number 40 on the phone. GB40 is on the line now, and we're going to ask now that all of us would rise in spirit and receive our chieftain, Grand Bosphorus number 40, Dr. Tony F. Knox. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor, and give thanks unto the Lord as we hear the good news of the Kappas signing on. It's a blessing that we're able to take this lead and to bring others on. And as we go through this life, you'll see that there are many things that Omegas do that others will follow. So let's continue doing the right thing. Let's continue making that difference and being what the founders would have us to be. As we face some adversity of some brothers moving from labor to reward, Brother Maurice Goodson, please keep Marcus Goodson, our brother, and the rest of the family lifted in prayer as they go through this tough time. And as we've mentioned, but continue to mention, the Brown brothers, as they go through this time with the loss of their mother. The brothers, truly, I've had family say, there was a talk with Tony Jeffries last week, it means so much when the brothers will reach out and touch them and let them know that they're praying for them and listen to them. So please continue doing so as you have been. You make a difference. You make a difference within our fraternity. You make a difference in bringing brothers together, and let's continue bringing those brothers to the prayer call. Let's bring them back and show them as they can look around and see the difference that we're making by being here. We're going to pray for each other, and we're going to pray for mankind, because we can see the difference that it does, not just in the fraternity, but in our community and throughout our country. Brothers, let's take advantage of this opportunity that the Lord has given us. He's blessed us with a leadership role that can change the country. Let's continue doing and doing His will, because each day that He wakes us up, allows us to get on this call, it's a gift. Tomorrow's not promised, but each day is a gift when we have a chance to come together. Let's show Him our thanks by continuing to do so. Brothers, please know that I thank you every day for what you're doing and for the difference that you're making. And please know that I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, you know that we love you as well, and thank you so much for your consistency and your faithfulness to this effort. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome, Doctor.
My brothers, 2 weeks ago, Bishop Carter, Reverend Bishop Carter was not able to join us. He had to undergo a medical procedure. But today he's back with us, and we thank God for the healing that God has given him and allowed him to come back and be with us today. So it's at this time I present Chaplain of the 5th District, covering the states of Kentucky and Tennessee, our good brother who has been with us since this effort began in 2015, March of 2015, to join us now and take the lead in our time of meditation and prayer. Brother Reverend Bishop Carter, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Grand Amen. Chaplain. Good morning, brothers. So happy to be able to be with you again. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for the brotherhood. Today I want to come to you with a word from the book of Proverbs. I want you to take note to our responsibility to follow the book of Proverbs according to God's will. The Proverbs was written by Solomon, who was the son of King David. Most of the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon to teach people how to be understanding, to just and be fair in everything that they did, to make simple-minded people wise, to warn young men about some problems they would face, and to help the wise become good leaders. In short, the book of Proverbs wants us to apply wisdom to daily life and to provide more instruction. Proverbs covers a wide range of topics, including youth and discipline, family life, self-control, resisting temptation, business matters, words and the tongue, knowing God, marriage, seeking the truth, wealth, and short poems that usually are collaborated in a form to remind us what to do and what not to do, containing a holy mixture of common sense and timely warnings. Although they are not meant to teach doctrine, Proverbs helps us as a person to follow the advice God gives us that we should walk closely with God. The word proverb comes from a Hebrew word that means to rule or to govern. And these sayings remind us how the omniscience of God provide profound advice for governing our lives. As you read Proverbs, understand that knowing God is the key to wisdom. Listen to the thoughts and lessons from the words of Proverbs from the world's wisest man, and apply these truths to your life. Don't just read these Proverbs. Act on them and make them a part of your living. Today I want to also not only refer to Proverbs, but I want to refer and focus on a part of Proverbs that deals with wisdom versus folly. And we're going to deal with the verses of Proverbs 10 through 13. Chapter 10 deals with lips and labor. Chapter 11 deals with riches and reward. Chapter 12 deals with snares and slogans. Chapter 13 deals with prudence and poverty. Proverbs is more than a book on how to be wise. If you choose, it can also be a book on how to be foolish. Every wise course of action to pursue is contrasted with the foolish course of action to avoid. These four chapters and many of the verses extend through chapter 22 are mainly comprised of Proverbs in which a contrast is introduced by the word but. For instance, all four of the chapters that I mentioned to you today are dealing with faithfulness contrasts with folly. A young child awakens and, for the next hour, resists all his parents' attempts to get him dressed, fed, and on his way to school. If you were his parent, how would you feel? The same child awakens and goes to his closet, selects his clothes, and dresses himself without any reason or the parents asking of him. The net result is the same. He is dressed. But now, how do you feel as a parent? A wise son obeys his father willingly. A foolish son only does so grudgingly or under compulsion. Which characteristics do you think God wants us to favor? Does he want us to disobey him, or does he want us to obey him? For he is our Heavenly Father, and we are his children, and we should not do things God asks of us grudgingly. We should have a great desire to follow through obedience. I come to you today, my brothers, to ask of you, are we ignorant in spirit, or are we knowledgeable by being obedient to God? This is our contrast for you today to think about. Are you doing what God asks of you, or are we not doing what God expects of us? Today I want to come to you with these prayer requests. Brother Ray Johnson from the 6th District has asked for this prayer request from the mighty man of valor, that we would pray for Brother Frederick Perry from Beta Psi Phi 87 for his father's transition from labor to reward, and pray for him and his family. Brother Ray also asked of us to keep in mind to pray for Brother Rick Mason from Alpha Alpha 92, lost his mother on Thursday past, June 20th, 19. Brother Kevin Peterson and the Second Baptist Church family, we asked that you would pray for them also. Brother Stephen Duvall from Beta Sigma requests prayer for all in our communities seeking deliverance from the stronghold of various hurts, habits, and hangups. Pray that all will adhere to the spirit counseling provided. Also, please extend your prayers, believing, and thoughts for the children who have and are being affected by these conditions that have no say-so in the matter. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalms 32 and 7. Brother Cyril G. Gura, Jr. has a prayer request for his son, Jordan, so he is able to receive divine guidance, wisdom, and protection and deliverance. And Brother Michael Brown from 12th District requests his prayer for Brother Scott McNeil from Delta Alpha Alpha, Tucson, Arizona. Prayer requests for the physical challenges he has faced from surgery, having toes amputated, and prayer requests to strengthen his faith, trust, and love for the Lord to be one to deliver a testimony that can strengthen others in the faith that God is able to heal by just believing. And last but not least today, I ask Brother Bishop Carter, 5D, that you would please pray for my uncle, Brother William Ray, age 94, who was in his last stages of life in hospice. Uncle Bill was one of the first African-American opera singers in Europe in 1958 to 87. He was professor of voice at Peabody in Baltimore and later became dean of music voice at Howard University. Please pray for his son, my cousin Alex Ray, who's by his side, because I've been told that Uncle can transition anytime. Continue to pray for the rest of the family. Let me go to the Lord in prayer, brothers. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for this privilege to pray today. I thank you because I know you're able. I thank you for the privilege to pray because we know much prayer, much power. And so as this great fraternity that you have created, the greatest fraternity ever of men of value, that we would come together continually as this prayer request and prayer line continues to promote what we need through Christ, and that is a better relationship for this world is no friend to grace. But whatever we stand in need of to pray for, Lord, please grant it. We know you're able because you are a God of grace and a God of mercy. Please extend both to us day by day and help us to gain wisdom. From wisdom can only come through you. Strengthen us as men. Take care of our families and let us be the men that you have designed, men that have godly ways and godly character. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen. God bless you all, brothers, and have a good day.
Amen, Bishop.